Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 443 for Monday, June 22nd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Monday morning, taking strength from the U.S. soy complex and building on Friday's rally. ICE canola was anywhere from $6 to $9 higher, with the nearby July contract up $9, checking in at $512.70 per ton, while the most frequently traded November contract was $8.40 higher at $511.70 per ton. More forecasts are calling for drier weather across the Western Prairies this week, which supported prices. Contracts were finding support at the psychologically important $500 per ton level, while the bias shifted to the upside. However, weakness in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures helped to limit the gains. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive on the international marketplace. Canola is also looking expensive right now compared to other vegetable oils on the market. The U.S. soy crop is still expected to be massive, despite recent speculation that some acres might not get planted. Milling wheat, germ, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 to 10 cents higher, with the July contract checking in at $9.81 a bushel. There are ideas that today's USDA crop report will show diminished soybean crop conditions due to heavy rains in the U.S. Midwest. Unplanted acres and solid demand are also pushing up the market. More rains are forecast for the Midwest this week. Corn was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the July contract sitting at $3.51 per bushel. Farmers are actively selling supplies, which pressured the market along with forecasts of beneficial weather. The tone is weaker, however, as weekly crop conditions are expected to show a decline of corn acres in the southern Midwest, which was higher. U.S. wheat was 3 to 4 cents higher, with the most active September contract at $4.95 per bushel. Traders are waiting for the USDA's weekly crop report, which is expected to show that heavy rains in the U.S. plains have stalled the nation's wheat harvest. A lot of heavy machinery in the Deep South stayed indoors or was tied down over the weekend due to Tropical Storm Bill. The storm prompted worries over the quality of the crop. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, June 22nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.